At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how are you?
Hola.
Josh, we're doing well. How are you, man? Hola.
I'm good.
All right, Josh, you on your way home or are you home?
I'm about 6 minutes from home.
Okay. Now, if you said come over real quick, I just got to pick up some stuff in my house, and then we'll head to dinner, head to the bar. If I walked in your house, what would you say to me?
Yeah, because I've done that thousands of times, and it always includes my truck or van or something else or me lifting something. But, no worries.
But what would you say before I came in your home? Would you tell me, like, hey, man, take off your shoes?
Yeah, any house rules?
Sorry, I haven't cleaned.
My wife would say take off your shoes because she's Asian. So if you came in my house with your shoes, you would get run out real fast with an umbrella.
Okay.
With an umbrella. Wow.
Would you? Whatever she can find at the door.
Okay. Would you say your home is a mess?
No. It's absolutely pristine, and I don't clean. So it's not on me. I'm just telling you.
Does she pretty well take? You do the work. She does the other job.
Yeah, I do all the work. She's worked a couple of times. She enjoys working sometimes. Like, she just recently was working at Costco and the bakery and doing stuff and
awesome.
Whatnot. But a lot of the time, she takes time off and she does. She's a professional portrait artist.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Okay. So, okay.
Selling pastries, doing pictures.
That's very impressive about the artistic part of it. But I'm back to the bakery at Costco.
Yeah, that's exactly where I want to circle back.
What could she bring home for you? I mean, are you fat?
All kinds of weird stuff. Like, when they had leftover batters, they would just, like, mix them together at the end of the night and throw them in a bin and make, like, muffins or cakes or whatever out of them.
All right.
And then bring them home, and, like, you know, we didn't pay for them or anything, but you know she would put, like, chocolate blueberry sesame seed and bring it home. Like, what do you think of this? It's like, that's weird, but it's not bad.
That's weird.
It's weird.
All right. Okay. Okay. So before you met your wife, would you say you kept a tidy house?
I kept a tidy house as much as I could, but before I met my wife, I had, you know, I owned my house, but to own it, I had two or three roommates, you know, to help pay the mortgage.
Right. Gotcha.
And so it was basically like, come home and clean up all the whatever, and be like, dude, what the heck? And why are you passed out on the couch with your pants down?
Because, like, we're roommates, buddy. On?
Hey.
Yeah.
We only do
Sun's out, buns out.
When we have roommates. That's the weird thing. If you lived alone, you wouldn't do it. Nope. You have roommates, you're like, yeah, my pants are down, I'll pass out on the couch.
So they asked a bunch of people, if someone showed up at your place right now, would the first words out of your mouth be, sorry, it's such a mess?
First words out of my mouth, it never changes. If you've never been there before, ignore the dog. Oh, just ignore the dog. She's fine. She's fine. But you have
to. I mean,
to
don't
say.
Pay attention to the dog?
Not that, but like if you're on the other side of my front door, you would think, one, she's 17 times larger than she is. She sounds like she wants to kill you. So a lot of times when we open the door, people have backed away like 15 feet, which, by the way, if you know how fast dogs are, that means nothing. Anyway.
Well, that Amazon picture makes it look intimidating.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, yeah. Amazon, they deliver packages, and I guess the rule is when they deliver a package, they take a picture of it on your front steps to confirm, hey, we dropped a package off. And since we got new windows, the dog can now not hear every single thing that's outside. So I'm about to take her out for a walk. I do not know that Amazon's there. Now, I have her on the leash. I open the front door, and my experience was I see an Amazon driver jump backwards off of the stairs and do OS. And I said, I got her, man. It's all good. He's like, all right, no worries. And he takes off, take the dog for a walk. I get home. My wife's on the couch, and she's just laughing. I'm like, it's so funny. She's like, look at this picture. So it's the Amazon picture, supposedly of the package, but the way it timed out, when he snapped the picture, I just opened the door. So it is just this open mouth, full of fangs, ears back, eyes wide. And seriously, it looks like this dog's going to kill this man. So it does look vicious.
So ignore the dog.
But she's not. I'm like, look, once I open the door, she's your buddy. That's all.
So a new poll.
I use the first one. I'm the messy house person.
Okay.
It's not, but you know what? It's more clutter. Right. My house isn't dirty, right? But there's just like I just have like a standing kind of bar top table.
Yeah.
But if nobody's coming over, it just there's just
it's a catch-all.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's like a dining room table.
Absolutely. A new poll found that 45% of Gen Zers and millennials would be embarrassed if someone saw the current state of their home. Top excuse for not cleaning was, I don't have time. And people actually believe that that might be true or not. The average person said
what
it would take
what were you doing when I came over?
About 2 hours to clean their entire place. And they usually procrastinate for almost 3 hours before they start. I kind of sometimes do that with the yard. Like, look at that weed. I'll get there. I'm going to walk.
I'm not a bad procrastinator. Like, Saturday mornings, I'm like, when you get out of bed, just start cleaning. Just so it's done. And the yard, I just like spending time in.
Okay.
I just can't believe when weeds are bad because apparently they grow at lightning speed.
36% said the only time they really clean is when they're expecting guests. Otherwise, they just deal with the filth. But not everyone is a total slob. 45% say they do at least some cleaning each day. But see, I don't consider cleaning like what I think is getting something done.
Right, just so washing morning, your dishes.
This morning, I put the clothes in the dryer. Turned the dryer on an hour later, went and folded all the clothes. I don't consider that cleaning. But I felt like I got something done.
You did. Yeah. That's exactly what that is.
So... But 31% admitted that there's at least one room that has not been cleaned in over 6 months.
Damn.
I mean...
What room do you think? I mean, if it's like if it's a guest bedroom... Because nothing has happened in there, yeah.
But so like when my dad comes, I'll change the sheets.
That's when the sheets get changed there. Someone is going to stay here.
Windex, the sink, in the bathroom.
Sure. It gets a little dusty, but there's nothing going on in there.
Nah, I mean, no one's ever in there. No. My kids are gone, so I don't really care. Random.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hola.
Kyle, welcome to the program. Random. Had a question. Okay, Kyle, let's go with this one. What happened because you were being nosy?
Because I was being nosy?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, this kind of applies to my job. Basically, I take care of my mother and my best friend, but I'm an HCA, so I get paid for it.
Okay.
But my mother was in there about to take a shower, and I bust in, and I got her full frontal.
Oh.
Yeah, and she's 70-something, or 77. I'm like, oh, sorry, Mom.
It's not good at any age. Now,
why did you bust in?
No. It was... shocking, to say the least.
Well, I mean,
why did you bust into the bathroom?
You saw your homeland, so to speak.
Pretty much, but this was a lot more gravity involved.
Yeah, well, I mean,
if you
it's like when the homeland's gone to hell, you know.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You haven't visited in a while, and you go back, man.
They closed the bank.
What happened here?
Yeah, I kind of had a few questions, but none that I was going to ask.
Do you own a razor, number one?
Hey, I know. I mean, she's been through stuff, so, you know.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Just leave that well enough alone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just not a conversation.
Yeah, I had a real quick, if you find it funny, when I popped on the radio, you guys were asking about cars with nicknames.
Yeah.
So I had a car when I was a teenager. It was given to me by my stepmother, and it was gold. It was a Mercury Topaz, 80-something.
Nice.
But the front headlight had fallen out, and I called it C-3PO.
Nice.
All right. That works.
I used to drive a 90 Topaz. I know the game.
Did you have a name for it?
Yeah, man. They're something, dude. I'll tell you what.
But when my parents had originally bought it, it had those electric seatbelts. It's like, this is the future.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Who's going to waste the time buckling a seatbelt?
Here's the weird thing about that. So Mercury was kind of a step up from Ford.
Yeah. Was it a step up?
Ford.
Oh, okay.
Like Mercury, then Lincoln.
Gotcha. So my grandfather had a Tempo, and then I had a buddy whose parents bought a Topaz, brand new.
Yeah.
And I got in there, and I'm like, my granddad's just going to eat when he sees this thing.
He's going to
eat. It's his exact car, but it's trimmed out nicer.
Yeah.
So the inside had more gadgets.
We have fancier. Like one of my mom's second cousin worked at a dealership, and that's the three things he sold. So when I was a kid, and we got that.
It's normally Lincoln Mercury dealers.
That's this is unbelievable. And you're right. Like the name sounded, and it had those electric seatbelts. So this is the future. But I mean,
Wasn't.
You pass like 11 or 12 years by the time you guys know me. Like the car, the windows don't roll down. Like there's this or that. The things are falling off it.
It ended up on fire.
Caught fire.
Reason we asked what happened because you were nosy. An American Airlines flight diverted back to San Juan, Puerto Rico after a passenger misinterpreted a text message they oversaw on a person next to him. The seat next to the guy, some guy got a text that read RIP and assumed it was a threat to the flight.
Come on.
A spokesman for American Airlines told People magazine that the flight from service to San Juan to Dallas returned to San Juan shortly after departure due to a possible security concern. Basically, the person beside them went up to the flight attendants 30 minutes into takeoff and ratted this guy out. Basically said, I think he wants to take down the plane.
Right.
Or whatever the deal is. Apparently, it was a mix-up that was handled in accordance with safety protocols. There was no real threat to the passengers. But I believe
it was someone had, this guy was flying back to Dallas because he cut his own vacation a day short. Because I want to say it was an uncle, maybe, but someone close to him died.
It was someone in his family.
So hence RIP.
Okay.
Yeah.
But of course, the assumption is it must be about the flight.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.